You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Please put it on the poll, Juju at Le Batard Show. Do the Detroit Pistons make you sad? I was watching yesterday, and them closing the game with Rodney Magruder and Corey Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave the stat. The Detroit Pistons have won 23 games or fewer the last three seasons.
Oh, three seasons. Yikes. Corey Joseph closing games is one of the funniest things that you could imagine. Corey Joseph. It's 2023.
No, yes. And the game was closed throughout, and then the last 5 minutes, everybody who was in that arena knew what was going to happen. And
it's losing time.
And it's what happened the last 5 minutes of an NBA game. They're playing against an NBA team, and they're not an NBA team. And so at the end, they lose
tanking,
by double
right?
digits.
Like, they don't, like, Corey Joseph is not the plan. Right?
Corey Joseph is never the plan.
Were you able to find the Rodney Magruder sound that I was looking for? Because I thought that Draymond Green really came into the national consciousness as someone who would dismiss others in a way that was funny and rabid when he was really barking at Rodney Magruder in a way that was insulting.
Draymond, what happened at the end there with Magruder?
I don't know. I was in the locker room. But apparently he was taking up for Wayne Ellington. When the f*** Rodney Magruder become the tough guy of the team? Like, I don't know, man. Everybody in the league tough these days. It's crazy. I've seen a lot of tough guys this year. I don't understand it. Don't nobody do anything. Like, if you really wanted to do something, you could have done it. Walk over there talking like he's a team tough guy. Get the hell out of here. Tough guy, Rodney. Tough guy.
That's the best part.
I don't know, man. It's too many tough guys in this league these days for me. But I know ain't nobody scared of no damn Rodney Magruder. Like, kidding me? It's crazy.
The dismissive Rodney. In the middle of that, he went and got that from his groin. Like, he got that. He went, what?
Rodney. Tough guy. Tough guy, Rodney. Rodney.
It's great.
Rodney.
It's the proper.
Tough guy, Rodney. Rodney.
It's the proper.
Tough guy.
He had to do it once, you're right.
It's the proper disgust in his
Rodney.
Voice. It's just so dismissive.
Tough guy, Rodney. Rodney. Rodney.
I enjoyed this weekend. We will get to some NFL news from the weekend in a second, but I don't think we'll find anything funnier than Lamar Jackson promising on social media. He hasn't talked since December 2nd. A, quote, exclusive interview with myself, quote.
2023,
like,
man.
Like Funnier Die style, where like he is actually in a chair in a suit, and then there's like hit, like opposite himself, and
he's
like
gonna grant himself the exclusive.
He's just talking to a mirror.
You should absolutely do it that way.
They do it like the glossy Fox NFL Sunday style, where there's a big boom mic hanging over the set.
I'd like an explanation. Does anyone in the room have an explanation? Because I like Brandon Cooks too. I like anybody who can just run past the defense. Brandon Cooks has been doing that with everyone he's ever played for. And if you could do it with the Houston Texans, Davis Mills is your quarterback, you can do it. And it's a very Dallas Cowboys type of pickup. I thought that DeAndre Hopkins was kind of clamoring to go there, and they get Brandon Cooks instead. And so you're putting together Michael Gallup, CD Lamb, and Brandon Cooks, but I think they could have just had Amari Cooper, and that would have been pretty overwhelming as well.
Yeah.
I mean, in some way, is that not the sacrifice of paying Ezekiel Elliott a lot of money? You can't pay everybody. And so they gave Ezekiel Elliott a lot of money. Jerry Jones said, "We go as Ezekiel Elliott goes," and then all of a sudden you have no money left for Amari Cooper. You have to make financial decisions.
And everybody's telling him, hey, that's a horrible idea. Not even just giving him this contract. Taking him fourth overall when they did. It was like, hey, this is a bad idea. Let's not do this. Then they pay him and pay him and pay him. And now, just this is what he got.
But the moves they made, Gilmore was the other guy they got,
Gilmore's
right?
Gilmore's a good pickup for
them. So they have two good cornerbacks adding to what's already a good defense. Plus that wide receiver in the NFC. Like, that's Dallas is good.
Well, not only is Dallas good, go and look at the quarterbacks in the NFC.
Right.
Go and look at
them. They might have the second best one.
They are all terrible. Like, there is not a lot of good quarterbacking happening there.
I mean, he's second or third, depending on whether Brady comes back.
You mentioned Ezekiel Elliott. When they signed him coming out of college, do you think that they could have imagined what his last play as a Cowboy would look like?
Oh, no.
I forgot about the snap.
Oh, my God. That's right.
The snap.
That's how his career ended. The last play was him at center getting bulldozed.
They
on
have to bring him back.
This is going to work, guys.
They have to bring him back on like a $3 million deal just so that's not the final play of his Cowboys career.
The Cowboys have done this move before where they cut somebody and then end up re-signing him for lesser. So he could end up back there. But that can't be the last play. He needs to go back there.
I wanted to ask you guys something about what's going on with the Memphis Grizzlies, Stugatz, because there are a couple of things here, right? They are a young team that's immature in a lot of ways. And now they have made a rule that the Memphis Grizzlies are not staying overnight in any of the cities where they're playing in after the game. Like Miami. And it's...
Even the boring ones? I mean...
It's giving, maybe not the boring ones, I don't know, but the point of it is still these young guys need a babysitter. These right. young guys cannot be trusted as adults to not go out in a city and make a mess of things. And Dylan Brooks is getting an interesting kind of polarizing fame. You saw he was fined $35,000 for pushing a cameraman during a Heat game unnecessarily, didn't need to do it, was getting up, pushed the cameraman, and Jason Jackson of the Heat has said that cameraman is injured and remains under evaluation, which has now made Dylan Brooks say, I'm going to call that guy. He may have called him already.
Do not touch Terry. All right, Dylan Brooks?
That's right.
Do not touch a hair on the head of Terry, our cameraman. And he already did. Do it again.
Well,
you're not welcome back in this town.
Okay, well, I don't know what you're doing.
Is he going to fight him? Or
it's me.
He's sticking up for a member of his crew.
Yeah, come on, what do you want from me?
Jeremy's crew is all
that's
the
about
camera
as,
people.
That's about as fiery as I can get, guys. I'm not a fighter.
Well, when he comes back to town, what are you going to do?
I'm going to walk away quietly. I'm not going to go anywhere near him. I'm not
going to
absolutely cower. Yeah, off air, you should have heard it. On air, it was pretty weak.
Don't touch a hair on his head after you've already touched the hairs. Oh, he is bald. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Even worse.
Very good.
I did a great job. I'm proud of myself.
You are threatening Dylan Brooks, but what do you make of the general immaturity that we're talking about there, Stugatz, where you've got a team that wants to be ready to knock off the Warriors, wants badly for there to be the feeling of a rivalry with the Warriors. They just beat the Warriors. The Warriors lose to everybody on the road. That team's not winning the championship this year. That whole thing has expired. They're not going to be able to win the West. But what do you make after or while they're losing at Memphis? Klay Thompson is still going to the move that's an argument ender, which he's just counting with his fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 championships.
Pathetic.
You have Dylan
Pathetic.
Brooks.
Yeah. It's enough
it's
already.
The ultimate scoreboard.
No, it's not. Every time you get hammered, Golden State, like they literally lose by 14, against Golden State or against Memphis, and you're doing the 1-2-3-4 thing. Like, they're a 500 team this year. You cannot lean on your championships every time. I think it is the absolutely lamest retort. Doing the we're losing, but we won the war. Like, enough. You beat somebody on the day.
You can lean on the championships as long as you're leaning on a guy who doesn't have any championships. You could still go to that until he wins a championship. That's all he's doing. I think he said, "Who's going to talk about Dylan Brooks when his career is over?" We don't know
No, you know, he said no one will talk about Dylan Brooks when he's retired.
Can I ask you a question? Who's talking about Klay Thompson after his career is over?
God, come on.
Get out of here.
Stugatz, what are you kidding me?
Are you going to sit around 25 years from now talking about Klay Thompson?
He's the best shooting back of all time.
But in Stugatz's
you'll talk about Steph. Yes. You'll talk about Draymond. You'll talk about Steve
Kerr.
You're
not going to talk about Klay Thompson, one of the best two-way players I've ever seen?
No. I agree that 20 years from now, it'll be Steph Curry, Kevin Durant that will really think back on those Warriors.
Guys,
I'm not saying we won't
second.
Say.
Hold on.
He's James Worthy.
Hold on. You guys quit.
Stop. Big game, James.
We talk about James Worthy.
What are you on about?
You guys are right. Being
we throw him into a conversation.
He's one of the guys that will be talked about with this team, but he's clearly behind Durant and Steph. I mean, just he's played on a deep team. I'm with you.
He's behind Steph.
You're with Stugatz on what?
That Klay Thompson might in history be overlooked with this dominant team. I just don't think he's not the first name you're going to say.
He's one of the okay, fair enough. He's with an immortal who's the best shooter ever,
and that's what Stu's saying.
But wait a minute,
and Draymond.
We didn't forget Scottie Pippen. Wait a minute, forget Scottie Pippen.
What does a person have to do if winning four championships and being one of the best shooters ever is Stugatz still saying who the hell is Klay Thompson?
Not play with Steph. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, it's just
Scottie Pippen never did it by him. He's Scottie Pippen. He's
Durant
he is
Pippen. Durant is
not the
Curry's Pippen.
He
Durant jumped in after they won 73 games. They won 73 games.
Thank you for finally coming around.
As the co-star.
But the way it was in the news and the way it was covered, I'm just like 30 years from now, the way we're going to look back on these teams.
It's always been the Splash Brothers.
Scottie was a definitive number two. The number two is
the number two.
No, well, Kevin Durant became the number two. Or the number one, then Steph became a number two.
They won four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Durant doesn't have any, according to you, and two when he went there.
Yep. Like, one without Klay, though, right?
Klay Thompson is not Andrew Bogut.
I don't know what you're doing. Like,
I'm just saying, Dan, we're not going to sit around. I agree. No one's going to sit around talking about Dylan Brooks when he retires.
He's one of the top 100 players ever. He was right to be hurt that he wasn't among the top 50 or top 75. He was hurt by that because he knows what his status is. Like, you got to be shitting me that you're not willing to extend some respect to one of the greatest shooters ever. Indisputably.
I'm willing to extend respect. He is a great shooter. I'm just saying, when you and I are sitting on the porch 20 years from now discussing the NBA, it's going to be a long time before Klay Thompson's name come up. I have no idea why I had me and you on a porch still talking sports.
Stugatz on this. You guys are living in the moment.
The face,
like, your name, like 30 years from now on some championship team, like, you guys are naming every play. Like, it's Klay. He flies under the radar.
Second. It's always Stephen Klay.
Klay is not just any player. He's not Harrison Barnes. Right. He's not Andre Iguodala. Right. He is not, like, the role player.
Honestly, Iguodala with those MVPs,
yep.
When we look back 30 years from now,
can you believe it? Iguodala won the MVP of the finals on that team?
You guys are just doing this thing where you're dismissing it without even having the debate. Chris, we're not saying that he's not a great shooter. We're not saying that he's not
that's
a main reason for their success. We're just saying because of how he's not a flashy, polarizing guy, that years from now, 30 years from now, you might say Andre Iguodala before you even say Klay.
I have to be honest. When I threw it out there, I did not think I would have an ally, but thank you.
And let me explain something to you. If 20 years, my future, if we're looking into my future, and I'm sitting on a porch with Stugatz, it's only because I've taken an overdosed amount of pills. Like, I will be so unhappy with my life.
I'll be thrilled.
But can we...
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Don Levitard.
So, like, there was a time that, and I'll tell you who this person is that I admired, and I said, that'd be a great career for me. Ryan Seacrest.
Stugatz.
And then to take it a step further, you know, just a couple weeks ago, James Corden was stepping down, and I said, you know who'd be a great replacement for him? Me. I could do that. I could replace James Corden,
right? I actually agree with you on that.
If I don't have to move to L.A. and I could just do this somewhere near in the Tamiami area, like they have an old, you know, theater that's kind of abandoned right now, maybe we do something there. I mean, people like to come
to
Miami,
right?
Turn the
Kmart into your Late Late Show studio.
Yes, I didn't even think about that. Wow, that's a theater right there.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I am often spectacularly wrong. I don't think, however, that the universe has laughed at me more about something being wrong than not that many years ago, me rooting for the anarchy of Donald Trump in those debates, making a giant mess of things, not thinking that there would be any chance in holy hell that he would actually emerge from any of that to become president of the United States. And over the weekend, he is saying on Truth Social, and I haven't read much about this, but I think it was a strategic mistake by him to give up his Twitter following in order to start his own.
Well, now it's available to him again. He started it because he was banned.
Uh-huh.
Elon Musk has allowed him back on
but
Twitter.
But he hasn't been using it, correct? Because he's using his own thing. And he weaponized Twitter better than any politician ever.
He dictated the news every day.
And
he started the news cycle with his tweets. And I believe, because he owns part of Truth Social, that he is contractually obligated to use Truth Social and not Twitter for a certain period of time. I don't know when that period of time ends, but he's still there just because he has to be.
And he says on Truth Social that he expects to be arrested tomorrow, Stugatz. And I really don't know, given what his base is, if this will be good for him. Weirdly, like the Chris Cody argument that Zion Williamson's sneaker exploding was good for Nike because any pub is good pub. I'm not actually sure that being arrested, things are so distorted. I've gotten everything wrong here, underestimated so many things so incorrectly here that I really can't answer in this disorienting of an America whether him strategically deciding to take a perp walk so that he can be seen by his people in a way that would make them angry, protest, rioting, the rare white riot. You don't get many of those. White people riot during celebrations. You get January 6th. You do not get this. And I don't know what's going to happen when he does get arrested, but I'm not totally sure as we sit here that it's going to be bad for his cause because he has said himself, I could kill somebody in the street and my people would still stay at my side. So is getting arrested, if you're dealing with so much misinformation, if you're dealing with such an alternate set of facts that your people are living in a different reality than the people who oppose you, in the kind of division, Stugatz, politically, that makes no sense to me, having lived half a century on this earth, what I am watching now in the extremes is so confusing to me that this can be supported, that a criminal liar who is corrupt at his core in every way can be seen as the everyman who is being wronged and a victim. It's baffling to me that if he does get arrested, I'm not totally positive. If we have the surreal scene of a former president of the United States being arrested, that I can't argue here with conviction that that's bad for him and his cause as he gets back into the news stream, and the polling numbers suggest that he's a more viable option than DeSantis.
His base believes anything he says. So at this point, tomorrow's a good day for Donald Trump in the eyes of his base, because it lends to what he's been saying all along. This is a witch hunt. They'll find anything to get me. They don't do this with other presidents. They want me. And listen, he's not really fighting it too hardly. Like, he almost wants to get arrested. Like, he's going to walk out, here are my hands, put the cuffs on, and let the world see it.
I'm not sure they're going to be cuffs. I'm not sure there's going to be an actual perp walk. But strategically, I'm wondering whether his people would advise him to have a public video, a public showing of him, quote unquote, being wronged by a system. The idea that anybody would believe, like, do you know how little faith you have to have in our systems to think our systems are more corrupt than he is? You're not looking at the same things I'm looking at. And I don't have a lot of faith in American systems right now. If you somehow think that human being is being wronged, you're just getting a different reality, a different set of facts, a different information. If somehow, not only, Stugatz, have we arrived in a place where we can plausibly make the argument that a former president being arrested might not actually be bad for him, but I also think in politics, we might have a situation where each of the sides is rooting for the other to die, to physically actually die, for Biden to die and for Trump to die, so that you can win.
Well, I do think from that perspective, I think Joe Biden might want Donald Trump to win the nomination. I think politically, he might fear DeSantis more because it's all of the Trump stuff, but none of the crazy. And I think a lot of people will view DeSantis as not crazy. So politically, Joe Biden might want Donald Trump to win.
Already beat him.
Right, he already beat him.
Right.
And it's like, all right, I just got to go beat him. And he's weaker than before. He's not on Twitter anymore. And like, he's a political combatant with Ron DeSantis.
You know how absurd it is, though, the idea that we would talk, like how many things have changed and how weird it is to see them change, that we're talking in general about a former president being arrested and that we wonder. Like, look, you may disagree with it. You may think it's asinine to wonder whether or not this is good or bad for him, but the fact that it's not like echoing eternally damaging for him just tells you how contaminated the information system is in this country in a way that I never thought it would be, that some people are getting their news from news sources that would paint Donald Trump as a victim who is somehow purer than the people who have spent this amount of time investigating him, that you would think that he would be the more honest version in the clash between American legal ramifications and Donald Trump. It's just a crazy thing to witness. It's not something that I believe anybody could have predicted in any sort of futuristic scenario using the data points that we've had throughout the history of American politics.
Well, it's the logical endpoint of politics being sports, because that's what it has been for the last few years. And basically, the ideology is whatever allows us to win. You don't have to accept facts from anybody else because, you know, media sources, the court system, there's just enough of a grain of a lack of credibility to not have to accept what they're saying if it goes against you. And I think the ultimate thing that proves your point is what's going on with the Dominion story and Tucker Carlson, because there is an overwhelming burden of proof that not only did Fox News personalities know that they were spewing nonsense, but that internally they were saying amongst themselves, God, what we're saying is complete bullshit. And like, they acknowledge that they feed their viewers nonsense, things that are not true, because it's good for business and because we have to make sure that Newsmax and OAN and the other news sources are not going to take our stuff. And so we're just going to purposely spew propaganda that's wrong, that might legally expose our company, because it's better than just acknowledging the truth that Donald Trump lost.
Stugatz,
it's better for business.
I could be naive about any number of things. I just can't believe that anyone in our audience or anyone consuming media could have foreseen the set of events that might get him arrested in the next couple of days and that there would be a substantive faction, not the 20% that you can agree with, you can get to agree with anything, a substantive faction of people who somehow believe in some sort of purity there, purity with this man that would frame him as a victim and look at everything from the media to the justice system as being more corrupt than he is when you have an avalanche of evidence that this man is at his core someone without a moral fiber, at his core that all it is about is winning a professional grifter.
But 6 years ago, I agree, just about everyone would be shocked. But we're past that point, right? You're not going to be surprised now if tomorrow ends up being a good day for him and his base.
No, Stugatz, I'm still surprised that we've arrived here. And forgive me for being
But we've been here for quite some time now.
But I just...
You still can't believe it.
I can't believe
right.
This is the America that I live
right.
in.
It's
like,
crazy.
Like, you can say, well, this is where we are now. You should... You shouldn't be surprised by that. I don't want to be numb to this.
Right.
Like, I don't... When the history that you're talking about makes it so that now patriot is a bad word to me. Woke gets stolen and just becomes a ridiculous platform that doesn't have anything else on it. It's just a word to drape around. I don't like others. And I'm going to run that as a platform. Anybody who doesn't look like a white person, I'm against them. That's not the America that I thought I was living in. And I sound like an idiot still being surprised by it. But how the f*** did we arrive in a place where a former United States president getting arrested is just like 75th on his list of scandals? He's just totally diluted. He's created a bunch of offspring, a contaminated, corrupt offspring that now you got a bunch of people who are just shameless about facts don't matter. Just sell people an assortment of lies that they want to hear.
Dan, there's a lot of investigations pending. Like, which one is he actually being arrested for? Because I don't really know. Do we know what it is?
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, okay, that one. I didn't know.
It can be any number of them.
That's why right. I was confused.
That's the thing, though, is like it's 75th on the list. I mean, this is not the big one is the one in Georgia, right? Oh. It's the one with what happened with the election.
What's a big one? He's got a million.
What about the taxes one?
This seems like the small story of all the stories that are out there. It's like getting Capone on like accounting, like tax evasion.
I thought this was the taxes one up until you guys just said Stormy Daniels. I thought this was taxes.
He's flooded the stream with scandal in a way that makes people numb to scandal. Totally. Santos is not allowed to exist at any time before now. Just lying about everything and staying in power. Nothing about the person is true. And yeah, I'm just going to stay in office.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the part that's different. But at the very least, our shame politics work enough to where he's sort of completely powerless and he'll be voted out in a year and a half. But the fact that he can persist right now, and still though, be there, it's astounding. How is he still there? Why does he want to still be there?
Get him out.
As Jets and Dolphins fans, Stugatz and I have hated the word patriot for a long time.
I waved them off like 8 minutes ago on that.
Don Libertard.
Walk out, look out now. Just Jack White doing Elvis and Dewey Cox.
Stugatz.
She hits it out of the park.
Harry Carey is who that is?
It's Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
And Elvis what? Occasionally. And
look
then...
out now.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
We will be updating our March Sadness tournament all week long, brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. We will see, and we will update you on whether or not the negotiations with Chris Cody, making him an honorary owl. He went to FAU. The coach was on with us earlier and told us that he can sit on the bench during the game. And
be a hype man for the team.
Be a hype
plenty
man.
Plenty of seats, he said, actually.
He was just yes-anding. Yeah. Yeah. He was playing the improv
we'll
game.
See.
That's not a genuine offer.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you feel that way, but we will continue. I don't think it's bad for them. I don't think that he has to be so sacred about it. I don't know how progressive he is about drumming up interest for his program, but certainly if he were to do that, he would have our audience, a not insignificant one, on his side for playing along.
I feel like he could and should be able to do whatever he wants right now for FAU. If he wants Chris Cody on the bench, then Chris Cody's on the bench. Is that fair?
I think he probably has that power right now, and he said there's plenty of room, but Whittingham thinks it's just a public play and that we will never hear from him again, that he was just saying that to be playful, and that he will disappear into the shadows after that. We will find out over the course of the week together. I suspect that Whittingham is probably right. It'll be another thing that we talk about and don't actually accomplish. It's one of our strengths around here.
That's right.
It's one of the things that we're best at. It's a signature.
Making an ass of putting a member of our show at the end of it. We've never met this person.
That's right.
Like, woke up on Monday morning.
That's
like,
right.
Hey, can we get the FAU coach on?
That's right.
Like, we have no connection to this program.
Well, Chris went there.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity here. I mean, let's strike. I think he was
alumni?
Serious. Listen, I know the guy at media relations for FAU. We're going to reach out to him. Chris first needs to check with his wife, and then we'll go from there.
We're
we'll
clear.
Keep everyone posted. You're clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
All right, good.
I mean, she'll hate me, but we're clear.
We will find out together. I hope this isn't yet another one of these things that just peters out, because it's all we do around here. But let's update March Sadness right now by telling you that number 15 Princeton is still somehow in the tournament, which means this is still somehow in the tournament.
Dan Campbell looks like the dad who overly commits to his princess character at his daughter's tea party.
I think it's better than any of the ones that were eliminated.
Of all of our lower seeds, this is the one we probably wanted to go through.
Yes, because these others aren't great, I didn't think. Number 2, Arizona, is gone, although this
Greg
time...
Greg Popovich looked like a white blood cell.
I went early, sorry.
That's all right.
That was a good one, though.
This is not, though. This is Sean Miller is not to blame for this one,
even though he is.
Stugatz is still blamed. Well, you, yeah. We didn't make a
Me?
Fun... Yes, well, we didn't make enough fun of you.
How?
Because you said Kansas never wins. They're the defending champion.
Damn, but the larger macro point is true. Outside of last year, they're perpetually a
and
team.
And 2008.
Yep.
But that was a thousand years ago.
Chalmers.
Well, yeah. Tony,
Chalmers,
most teams, years they don't win the tournament,
no, but Kansas
the tournament.
Specifically always loses a game that they should never lose.
Except.
They've got a great team, and then all of a sudden they get beat by Old Dominion. You're like, how? And you're like, oh, exactly, because Kansas sucks.
But they're the defending champions.
Like this year, yeah.
Well, if we go through the most recent of the history...
Most teams don't win the championship.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, can you still blame Arizona's loss on Sean Miller? Early votes are in, Dan. 84% of the audience says yes.
Number 7, Missouri, is gone. That means this is gone.
Adam Silver looked like a game piece from the board game Sorry.
And number 10, Utah State, is also Adam Silver.
Adam Silver looked like a grapefruit seed.
You're right.
Before we get to Tony's MMA minute, I simply wanted to ask you, I don't think many people saw this. We're going to try and get the funniest thing from the sports weekend as well. Markel Fultz, during a game against the Phoenix Suns, I don't know if you saw this, Dugatz, but there were important free throws that needed to be taken toward the end of the game by Terrence Ross. And right before Terrence Ross went up to the free throw line, Markel Fultz bent down and untied his shoelaces.
That's sensational, sensational, sensational decision-making by Markel Fultz. I love that. I hope everybody takes up with that in the NBA.
I think it should be a technical foul.
Do you really?
Well, because it's legitimately distracting. Like, that's, if Terrence Ross
it's
has
not to, putting your hands
it's
up.
It's not whispering trash talk. It's not, you're now making him bend down and taking more oxygen than he had expended before that. You're making him tie his shoelaces. That doesn't seem to be legal. That doesn't seem to be something that should be allowed in a professional setting. As much as I root for it as content, I'd be annoyed by that if I was about to take free throws and somebody was allowed to do that.
I have Kansas's tournament history. Do we want to go through it and see whether or not they're actually a giant disappointment?
When's the last time they lost to Old Dominion?
They are.
Old Dominion was, you know.
No, he's absolutely right that they lose a lot of games that they're not supposed to lose.
but they're the champions.
That's correct. That's the part.
This year, though. I meant for other years.
We're having the argument
prior.
In this year.
In the last 10 years, there's got to be a couple bad losses for Tony to be
no,
right.
No, when you think of teams that have choked early in the tournament, you think of Arizona and Kansas. Those are certainly two of the teams. I mean, Arizona's won a title as well.
For Tony to be right, in the last 10 years, they've had to have lost to like a double-digit seed.
Chris Cody, he's not allowed to be right. Because they're the defending champions. Like, there's no right here. There's no. Any other year,
he would have been right.
The last time the championship was played, they don't always lose the important games to nobody when there's only one defending champion. There's one. There's one. They won all their games in the tournament last year.
I still agree with them, though.
I want to hear from Woody
last
on this.
The take would have been great.
Woody's right. Got the numbers.
2021, they're the 3 seed. They lose to a 6 seed USC by 34.
That's not a bad loss. USC's
it is a bad loss.
34.
Terrible loss.
A 16, but, like a 6 seed is not like a
34. But they lost by 34. All right. Why am I arguing this? Why are we even talking about this?
2019, 4 seed, lose to the 5 seed to Auburn by 14. 2018, they get to the Final Four and lose to Villanova, the eventual champions. 2017, they get to the Elite Eight and lose to the 3 seed Oregon. 2016, they're the 1 seed, they get to the Elite Eight, they lose to the 2 seed Villanova.
Tony, they have no bad losses here. I mean, maybe the USC one.
Hold on, keep going.
Give me some time.
2015, they're the 2 seed, they lose to the 7 seed Wichita State.
Debate, all right.
The Shockers scene, the Shockers. 2014, lose in the second round to Stanford, the 10 seed. Mm. Sweet 16 loss to Michigan by 2 in overtime. Lose in the national championship in 2012. Lose in the Elite Eight in 2011 to VCU. Lose to Northern Iowa. Now we're in the sort of range. Northern Iowa 2010, they lose 2 in the second round. Then it's national championship. They won the thing in 08. Sweet 16 lose to the 2 seed Michigan State as a 3 seed.
Judges, Tony,
a lot of elite
not right.
There.
Not
a lot
right,
of elite eights.
Okay,
we're not right.
Your
a lot
best
of final fours.
Run, your best run is 05-06 when they lost to the 4 seed, 14 seed Bucknell and the 13 seed Bradley.
That's what I remember.
And 20 years ago,
Northern
16
Iowa.
Years ago, this take would have crushed.
So 2008 is forever ago, but 2010, because it supports
right
your
there.
Argument, isn't that long ago.
Right there.
Okay, but how recent is last year?
Still agree.
I shouldn't reward you for this, but give me an MMA minute.
All right.
Give me
UFC 286.
You should take 2 minutes.
Thank you. UFC 286 in London. We had probably one of the greatest. Ooh, hold on. I got music.
I'm just stealing from the Formula 1 minute because Justin endures today, so music needs to be used.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting for the beach drop. All right, UFC 286, Leon Rocky Edwards versus Kamaru Usman. And if you want to remember, 10 months ago in August in Salt Lake City with nothing to do, one of the greatest upsets in the MMA world, Kamaru Usman, who had won 15 straight fights starting to the UFC, 5-time defending champion for his title, was head kicked out of nowhere with a minute left in the 5th round. Leon Edwards, who has been passed up for title fights, who has been leapfrogged by other fighters, has never had this opportunity, was losing 3-1 in that fight, comes with a head kick, ends Kamaru Usman. Now 10 months later in London, his home country, about to fight the guy who has kind of been his boogeyman.
As a big underdog.
As a plus 200 underdog at our, soulmates at DraftKings. This fight was probably one of the biggest welterweight fights we've ever seen because of it being the trilogy, because of what happened last. And Leon Edwards, I actually spoke to John Anik, play-by-play GOAT for the UFC. He said that Teddy Atlas told him, we're going three levels deep here, that once you get the belt, you're 30% better than what you were prior to getting the belt. And Leon Edwards showed that. He was hitting massive body kicks on Kamaru Usman the entire time. And obviously, as we remember, the head kick ended Kamaru Usman in that fight in 278.
Time!
He won, and it was a great fight.
Can't go three layers deep in the F1 minute.
But Teddy Atlas, though. Come on. I had to get a Teddy Atlas quote in. John Anik via me.
You ask him one question, he'll talk for 9 minutes. It's a Teddy Atlas experience.
Yes, and as he is has gotten older, those stories have become a little slower and less interesting. That is I do remember that. I remember having a 5-minute interview with Teddy Atlas on Highly Questionable that lasted 44 minutes.
One question.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.